Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Dr. Jim Bachman here from Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And I attended a webinar yesterday, and I said I would stay in touch with you, stay posted, because it is one of the most exciting, to me, it was one of the most exciting webinars. And the topic was the influence of oral microbes on overall health. Now, a lot of you folks out there listening have probably heard the fact that bad bacteria, bad teeth can lead to heart problems. Well, this wasn't specifically about that, but these were world-renowned microbiologists who studied the microbes of the mouth and how they influence the rest of the body. But before we get into that information, let me make a distinction here between prebiotics and probiotics. Prebiotics are the fiber in your food. So if your healthcare practitioner has recommended that you eat raw vegetables or lightly steamed vegetables and eating fruit, the fiber that is in the fruits and grains is what is called prebiotics. Now, prebiotics not only helps to supply a bulking agent, it also helps to feed the healthy bacteria in your digestive system. You see, the way that traditionally, the way that children, particularly children, were fed was they were fed breast milk, and then they graduated from breast milk to eating foods, whole foods, but the way that they would get the whole foods was the moms would chew them up, masticate it, and then give it to the child. Well, we don't do that anymore, and we have migrated away from that, and we're giving children and babies, we're giving them healthier, quote, unhealthier foods. However, what they are missing, because these foods, baby foods, are sealed in jars and they're sterilized, they're missing the probiotics. So prebiotics and probiotics have an amazing role in our general health. And that's what this webinar was all about. Now, what are probiotics? Probiotics, as you know, it's estimated about 8 to 9 pounds or more of our total body weight is bacteria. And bacteria is one of the most numerous forms of life on the face of the earth. And bacteria are very, very important, as you are aware, for keeping you healthy as well as destroying your health. So it's that healthy balance, that what we call homeostasis between the healthy bacteria and the unhealthy bacteria. And one of the problems with long-term steroid use, one of the problems with long-term antibiotic use, is the fact that it destroys not only the healthy bacteria, but the unhealthy bacteria in your body, and can lead to more health issues. That's another day to discuss that. But what this webinar was about was forming the connection between healthy bacteria in your mouth and you're linking that to total body health. So it was an absolutely phenomenal connection, because what we were finding out as an attendee in this webinar, we were learning how these strains work together synergistically to promote not only ENT health, or your health in your mouth and throat, but health also in your total body. So if you are having heart problems, if you're having problems with your immune system, you want to make sure that you have good, healthy probiotics. Now, you can get them from fermented foods. Many folks nowadays don't eat fermented foods. Some do. Some don't, but the majority of the population doesn't. And even some of the fermented foods that we're seeing today commercially don't contain the bacteria, healthy bacteria, that they once did. But what this the objective of the test or of the webinar was to find out how healthy bacteria can actually affect or modulate your immune system and how it is affected. And in study after study after study that was presented during this webinar, they were finding scientifically that when you have healthy bacteria in your mouth, healthy bacteria in your digestive system, then a lot of the digestive issues are not there, and digestive problem issues are not developing because healthy bacteria helps to digest your food, healthy bacteria helps to keep your immune system healthy, and healthy bacteria in your digestive system also helps to keep your total body healthy. So just another link that we're seeing to having the way, if we could look back in history, the way we had bacteria in our digestive system and how it was supplied and how vitally important healthy bacteria is. Now, where do healthy bacteria come from? Well, they come from your mom. They come from foods. They come from the general environment. Matter of fact, in a study done, not in this particular area, a webinar that I attended yesterday, but in England, they called it healthy child or clean child syndrome. And whenever children were kept from playing in the dirt and being exposed to bacteria on a regular basis, now I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying your child should be dirty, but what the researchers found is whenever children were kept exceptionally clean, spotless, they had more challenges with their immune system. And this is the connection that we're making here. You know, when you eat foods that are sterile, and that's one of the problems we're seeing with irradiated foods, they don't contain bacteria, they don't contain healthy bacteria or any bacteria, and as a result of it has a tendency to throw the balance off. So the whole gist of the webinar was to encourage parents and encourage health practitioners to encourage their patients, and particularly children, to encourage them to eat healthier bacteria in their food, the yogurts and the fermented foods that you see that are on the market now. And if they can't do that, then you have to turn to supplying them with healthy means. And if you would like to know that the companies that produce, in my 40-some years of experience, of the companies that produce the probiotics that help and are clean and have what they say they have in, then I suggest you can either email me at askingdrjim@gmail.com, or through Facebook, you can get me through Messenger. I can get you the name of the companies. I will be more than happy to do that, because my goal in attending the webinar, taking an hour out of the day and taking another 15 minutes out to help communicate the results of it, is so exciting because, you know, too many children have constantly, particularly this time of year, get back into school and start having problems. They're being exposed to antibiotics and antibiotics and antibiotic courses. And my goal in discussing this with you is not to poo-poo the antibiotic use. My goal is to provide a army of healthy bacteria so you can swing the body's immune system into a healthier place. So if they are exposed to bacteria or viruses or things like that, then their body has the ability to defend itself and not end up in a bad place. So that's the sole purpose of communicating, because the learning objectives of the discussion that I attended yesterday was discover the newly isolated probiotic strains that are targeted in ENT health, and learn how oral microbes contribute to the health or disease due its due to its containing hundreds of different bacteria, viral, and fungal species. We have those all in our mouth, billions and billions of species. And you have to seed it, so to speak, with healthy bacteria. Very, very simple. Understanding the connection between oral diseases and bacterial endocarditis, halitosis, endodontic infections, actinomycosis, various forms of lung disease, and overall negative health. So if you could avoid or prevent those types of problems in your children or even in yourself, all it takes is adding healthy bacteria to your regime of healthy living or your lifestyle, and learn how specific strains promote biological mechanisms that support ENT tissue and organs. Now, that's a big mouthful, but basically what it means is getting a good product, eating healthier foods, and staying healthy at the same time, and showing how probiotic strains, immunologically responses, and antagonistic activity towards opportunist microflora. What that means is when you're exposed to something, you have a healthy bacteria that shifts the pendulum in the right direction so that the bad guy doesn't have a chance to put his feet down. And discover how lysozymes, now lysozymes are chemicals in our body, each one of our cells has them, that kills the healthy, unhealthy bacteria and viruses. So we want to promote that as well. And that all is a beautiful, beautiful side effect from eating healthier foods, from having healthy bacteria in your diet. And if you decide that you don't want to eat healthier foods or eat more fermented foods, then you have to rely on a way to supply it. So you need to know that there's hope out there, there's help out there. And if you would like to know some of the companies that I would recommend, I have absolutely no problem with you contacting me via Messenger, via Facebook, or email me, asking Dr. Jim, AskDrJim, at gmail.com, because I'm going to give you a challenge. And this challenge is, let's get you and your family started on probiotics, and then keep a record of the colds and the flu season and see how it goes. And I know from my personal experience and working with thousands and thousands of folks taking and using healthy probiotics, it makes a significant impact in their health. So this is Dr. Jim Bachman. Make it a pleasant, healthy day, and please keep connected.